sites. There are two major, one is an historical event that is very significant. Another is just a ha'ara, and then we'll talk about Rosh Chodesh. Today, who says Shalom Melech? Azar stayed in the newspaper. But one thing I can tell you, you cannot deny. Today is a very holy day. It's an auspicious day. It's a very auspicious day today. Why? Anyone know why? It's a very auspicious day to... Okay, that's true. I didn't even think of that. According to Beis Shammai, today is Rosh Hashanah Lilonis. That's correct. Totally forgot about that. Today is Rosh Hashanah Lo Ilonis. Be'echad B'Shvat. It's the Yom Hadin. Now, what else am I referring to besides that today? Probably it's totally Zebizeh. It's a pasuk in the Torah. What does the pasuk say? Eile hadivarim, beginning opening line of Chumash Devarim. Asher diber Moshe el kol Yisrael bev hayarden b'amidbar barava mol suf bein pa bein toil v'lov v'chad sif tizav achar osyam v'chul v'chul v'yihi b'arboim shona b'ashtei osar chodesh b'echad l'chodesh. What is today in the calendar? Is the first day of the 11th month. Adar is month number 12. Adar Beis is month number 13. Shloish Asa Miyodea. Today, only one day Rosh Chodesh. Right? Only one day Rosh Chodesh. Today is the first day of the 11th month. Today is the anniversary of Mishneh Torah. So after the Shir, we're going to lay in Mishneh Torah. Only about like 2 hours. The lunch will stay warm downstairs. Okay, it's the first day of the 11th month. Oh. We're going to do it both. We'll do it twice. We'll first do it, then we'll go home. I always tell you, I took the guy home, and I told him, well, should we go for Muncie? Should we go with...
today is the eat during Mishneh Torah.
Should we go? I took the guy home for Muncie, and I said, should we... The guy was a little shaky, this guy. Should we go with the West Side Highway, with FDR? I said to him, you know what? I'll tell you what. We're going to first do with the West Side Highway. Then we're going to go back to Muncie, and we're going to go with the FDR. And then we're going to sit down and decide which one was better. And then, after we say which one is better, we're then going to go back to Muncie and do it again, the right one, Rosh Hashanah. You know what was the scariest part of the whole thing?
He said yes.
He thought I was serious.
You're so convincing.
And then, when he said to me, slow down, you're going too fast. I said, what do you mean? This is assigned, 65. He says, yeah, that's right, 65. That's the minimum. He thought I was serious also. Okay, I see this guy around on the street sometimes. I should have him. He's a funny guy. Okay, Baruch Hashem.
We were with a guy one time who got pulled over on the Long Island Expressway for going too slow.
All right, okay. Okay, so we're going over here. Today is not a day that you take for granted. Today is an auspicious, it's a pasuk. This is not a chassidus or Rebbe Shemaisa, Rabbi Yisai. This is a pasuk in the Torah. Here, Rabbi Yisai. This is a pasuk in the Torah. There is no negotiations here. This is the real deal. And that means Moshe Rabbeinu, he renewed a chazara of Kol HaTorah Kula. Serious stuff. It's also a day of Musa. Moshe Rabbeinu began to give Klal Yisrael Musa. You know, during this time, it's in Oshavim. Shavavim, shuvu vanim shoivavim. Okay, you wayward children. And it's a tekufa of a cheshbon hanefesh, a musar. There's a lot of tzaris going on now in this world, in Eretz Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, and the very great matzah of Sakon, there's a lot of anti-Semitism. It's a time, Rabbi Yisai. It's a time to pay attention. Moshe began to give Yisrael Musa. And he began to teach them. There's a renewal in Chidushei Torah, in renewal in Ahavas Torah, Chidushei Torah, a renewal in Musar. It's a calendar date. There are not that many calendar dates in the Torah that are explicitly defined. Not, they have the Moadim. Okay, all of the Moadim are defined in the Torah, and the Torah defines this day. How many other days are defined in the calendar that affected the whole Klal Yisrael? We have days of Petira. We know that Aaron died on Rosh Chodesh. It's explicit in the Pasuk. Aaron died on Rosh Chodesh Av. And we know that Nadav Avihu died on, it doesn't say, you know, by Aaron it says the date. Nadav Avihu doesn't say the date. We figure it out. We can figure it out. But it says the date. It says when the Mabul began. And that's a bit not clear, because it's not there, it's not clear. Is it referring to Cheshvan, or is it referring to Iyar?
Right.
Because we don't know how different ways to calculate. But it says a calendar date. There are not all that many calendar dates in Chamishei Chumshei Torah, especially ones that we don't have to figure out, where we're spoon-fed. And we're being spoon-fed, the Torah is telling you, wake up, buddy. Wake up, pay attention. It's a time to take advantage, to be mispalel, the same, b'libeinu. Today was a really good day to say with a lot of kavana, Ahava Rabba. Okay, today was a good day to say, today it's too late now, but if we don't pay attention, last night, Havas El Mahava Rabba, to really pause and pay attention. Okay, that's one thing I wanted to point out. Another thing I want to point out is this to me was very interesting. I think there's something here. Dvarim Begav. Which pasuk appears the most times, the same pasuk, word for word, appears the most times in the Torah? Vayidaber HaShem Moshe Lemar. Where does it appear for the very first time? Where does the pasuk Vayidaber HaShem Moshe Lemar appear for the very first time?
This week's parsha.
Do we lay it Monday, Thursday?
No.
No. Where do we stop? We stop the pasuk right before. Right before the first time. Let me go to the pasuk. Okay, the first time the pasuk Vayidaber HaShem Moshe Lemar appears is in Parashas Va'era. Where does it appear? The first pasuk of Sheni. Our minig is the first pasuk of Sheni. Okay, the parasha begins Vayidaber Elokim El Moshe. It's not the same pasuk. Vayidaber Elokim El Moshe Vayomer Elav Ani Hashem. Okay, then we go to Sheni. Oh, it's not the first pasuk. Oh, I made a mistake. See that? Okay, it's the first pasuk of Shlishi. Okay, my word's still half good. Not as good. It's not as good, but it's okay. It's okay. The first time is Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe Lemar. Oh, you know something? It's not even the same. It goes weiter.
Yeah.
Well, we did lane it. I made a mistake. No. I was right. Oh, look at that. I think I'm not yet lost. I never noticed this. This is very interesting. One, two. No, we do lane it. Oh, the whole world is no good then. I'm all confused here. I don't lane during the week. When we lane during the week, the first aliyah is until the Askaris Brisi. Then the second Lachain and more Livnei Yisrael. That's the Levi. And that goes until I was wrong. Okay. Then the third is Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe Lemar.
That's why I say
I don't pay attention.
The reason for that pasuk Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe Lemar is because Moshe says Lo Ish Dvarim Anochi. He says, so God says to him, so you don't have to write the speech, I'll write it for you. You say what I told you to say.
Say again?
I'm not a talker. So God said, so I'll tell
you. All right, Lamar, just say it over word for word.
Okay. Say what I tell you to say.
Okay, so my vote, what I was going to say is wrong, but I'll still tell you what I was planning, and you can finesse it in a different way. Who gets to say the pasuk for the very first time? I'm right now on the fly trying to finesse it. Who gets to say gets the pasuk for the very first time? Vayidaber HaShem El Moshe Lemar. The Yisrael. Regular. Monday already this past Shabbos, Yisrael, this is the third aliyah. Because we lay in Shabbos Mincha, Monday, Thursday, and the third aliyah begins with the Vayidaber HaShem El Moshe Lemar for the very first time. The very first time. Vayidaber HaShem El Moshe Lemar, pasuk Yud, it's the first pasuk of the third aliyah. Haloi Dovar, that when it's Rosh Chodesh, we change the laning. And what do we lane today? we learned today the Talmud and the Musaf for Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. And who got the Pasuk Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemar? The Kohen. So it's interesting that when we have such a good Vart, but just I had a better Vart before, but I had a better Vart before I realized my mistake. But when we ordinarily, but it halloidav that in the week that we will lane for that, we're going to lane for the very first time, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemar, for the very first time, we have Rosh Chodesh. And what does Rosh Chodesh do for us? It upgrades Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemar from the Yisrael to the Kohen. You get an upgrade. Because if it would be regular, it would be regular Thursday, so you have to wait until you get to the third Aliyah. For the very first, ladies and gentlemen, introducing for the very first time, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemar. But because today is Rosh Chodesh, what did Rosh Chodesh do? It upgraded Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe Lemar to first place. And it's no kleinikite. The pasuk Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe Lemar, the fact that Torah repeats it again and again and again, this is a maila. It captures incredible koyach. Now, by the way, what does it mean? What's the pshut Hashem makes? Machlokes Rishonim. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemar, either it means Hashem said to Moshe, Lemar, this is what you're going to say to the Jewish people. No, first part is this, Lemar, saying, listen exactly to what I say to you. The word Lemar is, the subject of the word Lemar is Hashem. Is the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam is speaking, and the word Lemar is going back on the Ribbono Shel Olam. Listen exactly to what he says. The other Mepharshim said the word Lemar is not going on the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's going on Klal Yisrael. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe. Moshe, I'm not giving you a private lesson. This is not private tutoring here.
Right.
You come. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe, what I'm telling you, Lemar, give over to the Jewish people. Two completely different perushim as to what the word Lemar means. Is the subject of the word Lemar referring to Hashem? Moshe, listen to what I'm telling you exactly. Don't slack off and then make mistakes and think that I told you this, I told you that. You'll come to add to thy words, or you will diminish from my words. Listen exactly what I tell you, Lemar. Not a letter more, not a letter less. And the other parish is, no, that's a given. Of course Moshe Rabbeinu is going to listen to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. You know what the word Lemar means? Lemar means, I'm not giving you a private lesson. What I'm telling you, I demand from you to give over to the Jewish people. And the truth is, these two translations are two sides of the same coin. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, what was Moshe Rabbeinu? He was the transmitter. He took exactly what the Ribbono Shel Olam said, and he gave it over to Klal Yisrael. These two ideas are two sides of the same coin. Moshe gave over to Klal Yisrael, but he gave over to Klal Yisrael exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over to him. Moshe did not add or did not diminish one mashu from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words. Two different mahalchim, which they teach you in kindergarten, what the word Lemar means, but they don't teach you in kindergarten, is that these two explanations, they're just two sides of the same coin, and they're inseparable from one another. The role of Moshe is not to make up things, not to get basic concepts and then extrapolate. He is just a mouthpiece for HaKadosh Baruch Hu with exactitude of what he's going to give over to the Jewish people. Okay, now let's talk quickly a little bit about Rosh Chodesh. Came across some very interesting sentence. On Rosh Chodesh, we have the custom to say Hallel. Chatzi Hallel. Why? So I think most people will tell us, all the things that we have, well, the reason why we say Hallel is because Rosh Chodesh is a Yom Tov. In fact, it's interesting that the Rosh Chodesh is compared to Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh is compared to the Mo'adim. It says, Uviyom Simchaschem, Uvi Mo'adechem, Uviroshei Chodsheichem. You blow the shofar. So in that passage, Uviyom Simchaschem, Uvi Mo'adechem, Uviroshei Chodsheichem. In that passage, it compares, they're juxtaposed, the Mo'adim and Rosh Chodesh. So what do you learn from this? That there is a connection between Rosh Chodesh and a Moed. There's another pasuk that says, what, this was by the Isha Hashunamis, when she said that she told her husband, I have to go visit Elisha. So why are you going? Le Chodesh v'le Shabbos. Le Shabbos le Chodesh. My high. Why are you going to the Navi? It's not Shabbos and it's not Chodesh. So what do you learn from that pasuk? That Shabbos, your Chodesh, is compared to Shabbos. It's very unique. A very unique day that we have Shabbos. And we have Rosh Chodesh. We have the Mo'adim. What is Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh has an element of both. It's a very powerful idea.
Also, you have another part. At the end of the Haftorah, Midei Chodesh V'Chodesho, Midei Shabbos V'Shabbos.
Oh, another part which compares Rosh Chodesh Shabbos. But it's also clearly compared to the Mo'adim. So you learn from this that Rosh Chodesh is no small matter. Rosh Chodesh is a day which draws sanctity from both Shabbos and the Mo'adim. And it's something to take note of, you know, to be very careful with its sanctity. Okay, that's one idea. Now, next idea is, I got a little sidetracked, what do we do on Rosh Chodesh? It is our custom to recite Chatzi Hallel. Now, we don't say Chatzi Hallel, it just means that we take the two Mizmoirim, and we only recite half of these two Mizmoirim. And for some reason, people think that's called half. It's not half. It's more like 75%. It's 75%. It's not called half. Go try that on your tax return. See how far that gets you. Okay? It's more like 70. We call it half because there are two of the Mizmoirim. We only recite, we slice it down the center. We only recite half of these Mizmoirim to indicate that we're not really trying to say the whole Hallel, but we're going to say part of the Hallel to pay homage. Why? So the common.
Because
Rosh Chodesh
is Zman Kapara. So,
Rosh Chodesh.
You're
right, Zman Kapara. So therefore, it's a celebration, right? Okay, so you want to say that it's a very big. Okay. So, you would, right away, would suggest. I'm sorry, I forgot your first name. Remember, right? Whale is your last name? Wile. Bezalel. I have to learn how to pronounce. Bezalel. So, Bezalel is saying that it's the Simcha is because it's a day of Kapara. Like Yom Kippur. Oh, Yom Kippur, we don't say Hallel either. Yom Kippur? There's a Kapara. Okay. Or everyone will tell you that really once upon a time it was a Moed before the Chet HaEgel. And the day will come in the future when it will be a Moed, like all of the other Moadim. But in the meantime, because of the tragedy of the Chet HaEgel, currently it's not a festival. So therefore, we can't say Hallel because it's not a festival, but in recognition of what was and what will be, we have to pay homage. We have to be respectful, and we say Hallel. Chatzi Hallel. It's only a minhag. There's no halacha. Why do we make a bracha? Oh, so who says you can't make a bracha on a custom? It's one of the unique cases in halacha. You make a minhag, a bracha on a custom. Svarim don't, or some even Ashkenazim. The only the Chazan makes the bracha, not the Tzibur. It's only a minhag. It's only a minhag to say you don't say the whole Hallel because that would be like Baal Tosef.
If you say Avinu Malkeinu now because of Tzara, you should say it before Hallel because Avinu Malkeinu according to Rambam is the Raisa based Tzara, and Hallel is.
It's only a minhag. There's a to be tzaaka be'esara, and halal is only a minhag, and you make a bracha on a minhag, no problem. Unique, select minhagim you can make a bracha on, but what is the common denominator of all of the reasons why you're saying it's because today it's the sanctity of the day. There's something very special about today being Rosh Chodesh, Zman Kapara. It was a moed, it will be a moed. Fine. So he brings here a chiddush. In the Das Konisa, okay, he has a very nice piece on Rosh Chodesh. And he brings here, there's a lot of very interesting things here about Rosh Chodesh, never heard these things before. And he writes here that, he writes here, B'Shem, B'Das Torah, Shetzien l'divrei hatur b'shem haritz geos. The fame, the ritz geos. Was he a rishon or achron? I don't know. The ritz geos. The name is a familiar name. I don't know the background. And he basically is mefalpel in this, and he says that according to what appears there, you analyze it, it's none of the above. The reason why we say halal on Rosh Chodesh is because there's a halacha that when we merit redemption, geula, yitzias mitzrayim, not only are we obligated to thank Hashem on the anniversary of the redemption, which is Pesach, but there's a din that miperek leperek.
Once in a while.
Don't wait a whole year.
12 times a year.
Don't wait a whole year. Hashem took us out of Egypt. He redeemed us. There's a din of azkara. You gotta remember, you have to say lamantiz, you have to remember it. But there's also a din of shirois v'sishbachos. Okay, we have to go find all the psukim for this. That's what we're doing by the Seder. At the Seder, Chayav lehoidos lahalel l'shabeach l'foy shirois v'sishbachos. There's a din of lamantizkar zechiras yitzias mitzrayim. Say a pasuk. Lamantizkar siyam says chamir shayim kol yimei chayecha twice a day. Yimei chayecha day kol yimei chayecha the laila every day twice a day. What about singing shira? Sing shira. Aha. Once a year. Once a year. Only one day a year do you sing Shira. What's the one day a year that you sing Shira? The first day Pesach. The other days of Pesach, we only say Chatzi Halo. Okay? We all even on Shishol Pesach, we only say Chatzi, because we don't really say Shira. Okay? Only once, one day a year. However, no. If you study all the source, which I don't know, but I'm telling you the basic gist, and this is tremendous Chiddush, no. The din of singing Shira has to be done miperek leperek. Occasionally. Throughout the year. Chazal selected Rosh Chodesh is a good time to say the Hallel of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So we're not saying Hallel today. Oh, Kabbalah. This to me is much more satisfying. Because whenever you start talking about, you know, the day will come when it'll turn into a yom. Everyone, you know, everyone, different strokes, different folks. You know, you start talking about achas hayomim. These are Kabbalistic things. Kabbalistic things. La'asalavai, all the holidays will be bottled except for Purim. V'yeshav, Purim and Chanukah. V'yeshav, this one. When you start talking about the end of days, you know, this gets a little shaky. You know, be very practical. Keep yourself grounded. Don't get a little too worried. When you see a guy who goes into the Beis Akisha and he says, "Hischabdu mechubodai," you know you're in trouble. You know you're in a lot of trouble. End of days. I'm not the Kabbalah in the Kabbalah. This is a very basic, satisfying shot. Did Hashem take us out of Egypt? He sure did. Do we celebrate this every single day? You're an Orthodox Jew. L'man tizkar es yom tzeisra me'eretz mitzrayim kol yimechayecha yimechayecha yom kol yimecha leilas. That's zechira. Do you sing shevach? Yeah, one day a year. Only one day a year on the anniversary? That's not enough. Miperek leperek. Chazal said, you know what? Rosh Chodesh is a very good break point to sing shir to Hashem for yitzias mitzrayim. Don't forget, it's a din of the Shira. That's incredible. That means when you said Hallel today, it has nothing to do with Rosh Chodesh.
But don't take up too much time. Only
Chatzicha. Chatzicha, right. Just small amount. Don't get worked up here. You're saying today is Chol. Now I'll show you, there are many Mepharshim say, oh, not Chol. Today's a holy day. You have to wear a big day Shabbos. You have to do this. All these different opinions. You have to have a Suda. Listen, I'm not diminishing one iota from the sanctity of the day, but the sanctity of the day does not demand that you say Chatzi Hallel. Finished. So why are you saying it? Nothing to do with Rosh Chodesh. Nothing. It's Yitzias Mitzrayim. Did you have a Zechira twice a day? Yeah. So why only do you have to, why don't you sing a song to Hashem that you went out of Mitzrayim? No, that you're not going to do. You do that once a year. Once a year? No, once a year is not enough. You have to do it, as the Gemara says, in Masechet Pesachim, the Gemara says, Miperek Leperek. You have to analyze, I don't look up the Gemara, Miperek Leperek. Maritzchius. The Ritzgeus, the Ritzgeus. Miperek Leperek. Rosh Chodesh is the Perek Leperek. Wow, that's a whole new pshat. A whole new mahalach. Can I tell you one very quick part of the new chiddush, new thing? There's a question, do you do melacha on Rosh Chodesh? So there's a custom that women don't do. Women, why not? So they're going to tell you the most is because women did not give away their jewelry to the egel. So therefore, by them, it's still a holiday. So they don't do melacha. Halacha l'maisa, women do. They do all the melacha they want today. Some they don't. They don't wash clothing. They wash clothing. They don't crochet, stitch. Okay, not taking away one. He cites here the Bach. The Bach has a very fascinating mahalach in what it means not doing melacha on Rosh Chodesh, and he brings it. He learns over here in the Das Kanisa, the Pshat, the Pasuk, in fact, and he says the prohibition of doing melacha. First of all, why women? Because of the jewelry. All right. He says this the isser of melacha. There's no isser melacha. Pukhazi, do whatever you want. The iser of melacha on Rosh Chodesh is you who are an employer are not allowed to force your workers, or you who are a husband are not allowed to force your wife to do melacha on Rosh Chodesh or heavy melacha. In other words, if your wife wants to on her own do melacha, good for her. If you have employees, this is what the Bach says, you have a business, and your employee says, I'm not coming into work tomorrow. I want to go take a day off. You take a day off tomorrow, you're fired. I hired you, these are the rules, you take a day off, you're fired. That's how it is. Okay, that's how the negotiable world it is. You stop playing around, they'll fire you. You have vacation days, we have a contract, you take off this, just stop in the middle of the workday, you take off, you're fired. It's I have grounds to fire you. If a worker says, I don't want to come in tomorrow, it's Rosh Chodesh, I want a day off, you are obligated to honor his request. If he wants to come and work the whole day like a workaholic, call HaKavod. You can work all you want. A wife has an obligation to do certain things for her husband, part of the rules of marriage, whatever they may be. If a wife says to her husband, I'm on strike, I'm not doing A, B, C, D, so in many situations, that's grounds for divorce. Okay, there are rules. Okay, what are the rules? What are the rules? I don't know what the rules are, but there are rules. A wife says, I'm not doing... grounds for divorce. Let's say just it's Rosh Chodesh today. I will not wash your dirty clothing. No way, Jose. She wins. A husband cannot insist that his wife do for him the activities that she ordinarily does on Rosh Chodesh. An employer may not demand that his work is. That's where it starts and ends. Rosh Chodesh. That's not the way it's recorded in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan doesn't talk like that. But this is the Shittas Habach. The Shittas Habach is that the prohibition, the meaning of the prohibition of doing melacha is nothing to do with the Nisim melacha. It's an isser of being a tyrant. No, it's an isser of showing your bailus over other people.
Shibut.
They can work if they want to. But it's a day where you cannot enforce your authority over another person. That's a very powerful idea. What?
Does it include cooking?
Maybe it does. Amen.